we give you the glory that is yours. Hallelujah. Thank you for the privilege to glorify you. Thank you for filling our lives with glory as we glorify you. We thank you for the privilege of seeing the first Sunday of the year with an assurance we will see the last Sunday of the year. We thank you for this privilege because though our beginning, first Sunday of the year, be small, the latter end should greatly increase. Just keep increasing to the glory of your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're welcome to the first Sunday of the year. Amen. Hallelujah. Is God good to you? Is God good to you? Share our brethren. Share our brethren. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good to me, and this my soul knows very well. I am not doubting, I am not thinking about it. I am fully persuaded. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. You're welcome up to year 2026 once again. Hallelujah. Our year of glorifying God. Amen. Glorifying God. And as we glorify Him, He glorifies us. This morning, I want to teach briefly, of course, it has to be brief. Amen. On why we must glorify Him. Why we must glorify Him. And so we go through our anchor scriptures beginning from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31. I will just read them. After reading, the Bible says Jesus closed the Bible and sat down. After reading, I will come down. Amen. Then we will start talking. Hallelujah. When you see God blessing your brother, God is in your family. Just celebrate now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the blessings are going round. Whatever you expected in 2025, you didn't see it, is on the way. Some of you will receive today, this morning. Hallelujah. Daniel, the angel said to Daniel, from the time you set yourself to fast and to pray, the Lord sent me with the answer. But the prince of Persia withstood me these 21 days. Hallelujah. So that means God could answer you instantly, and it will take weeks before you see manifestations. It's not that He has not answered, it's that certain things are causing delay. In the case of Daniel, prince of Persia, withstood the angel. In our time, I'm sure you know, in the New Testament, there's no demon that can stop your prayers from being answered. No. That is not applicable to us. No demon can delay or interfere with the answers of your prayers. But in the New Testament, usually the challenge is, if what you are believing God for will have to come through a human vessel, are you with me? God will now deal with the person to be willing to give, to be willing to deliver your answers. Hallelujah. There's no delay from God's side. I remember January 1st, God said to us from Ezekiel 12:28, you remember, no more delay. Help me tell your neighbor, no more delay. Say it again, no more delay. In the name of Jesus, as God's servant, I decree your testimony throughout this year is no more delay. They are happening speedily. No more delay. They are happening speedily. No more delay. They are happening speedily. No more delay. They are happening speedily in the name of Jesus. Sit down, please. So there's no delay on God's side. The delay has to do with the human vessel that is responsible for your deliveries. God has to deal with their willingness. But the good thing is, the Bible says, in the days of his power, his people will be willing. And in the place of prayer, we release the power that makes people willing. What I've simply said, if you heard me, is that if your testimonies are delaying, double up in the place of prayer. Somebody won't hear this, so that's probably all that someone needs to go home with now. If your testimonies, the manifestation of your miracles, are delaying, what should you do? Double up in the place of prayer. God said to Elijah, go show yourself to Ahab and there shall be rain. He showed himself to Ahab, there was no rain, so he bowed himself, put his head in between his knees. 7 times he sent the servant, go check. And he did not stop until, hallelujah, the sign of rain appeared. He already heard that there's sound of abundance of rain, but he needed to pray for the rain to start falling. And some of you have many carryover prayer. Hey, Timaza, can I tell you simply? Your prophetic words are waiting for your prayers to bath them into manifestations. Your prophetic words are waiting for your prayers to bath them into manifestations. For your prayers. They are waiting for your prayers. And this season will be bathing them. Amen. I said we'll be bathing them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. No more delay. Shout it again. No more delay. In the name of Jesus. All right, let me read the anchor scriptures quickly. I'm eager to come down and start teaching. Are you blessed already?
Yes, sir.
That's how the whole year will be.
Yes.
Every day full of blessings. Every hour full of blessings. Every minute full of blessings. Great days, get ready. Somebody will come up for announcement. Your miracle will show up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm excited about the word for this year. I'm telling you. If you are not excited about it, you don't understand what it means. But by the grace of God, amen, by the time January is over, you have a little understanding because we have started. And I'm in it today, amen. Woo! Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, what should you do? Do all to the glory of God. Then John chapter 16, or let's read 7 first. John chapter 7, verse 39 says, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Why? Because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Kai. It's in the sweet my belly. John chapter 16, verse 14. One of the instructions we receive 2 days, 3 days ago, January 1st, is that we should feed on scriptures that remind us that we are living for his glory, to glorify him. And these 3 anchor scriptures talk about them. I remember mentioning about 10 to us. Hallelujah. If you don't know what to meditate on this year, you have 10 already. Are you with me? If you stay on these 10, I'm telling you, you will do well. We do well in life by paying attention to the word of God. So John chapter 16 verse 13, Jesus says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you what? Things to come. Then verse 14, Jesus said, he shall glorify me. Now, Jesus is God. So when he said he will glorify me, it simply means he will glorify Jesus, he will glorify God. how? For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. And in verse 15, he went on to tell us what belongs to him. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Hallelujah. That means every time the Holy Spirit grants us divine revelation, God is glorified. Every time. Every time he grants us revelation, God is glorified. He shall glorify me. He shall glorify me. He shall glorify me. How? He would take what belongs to me to or belongs to the Father and show it unto you. Now the question you should ask yourself is, how often does the Holy Spirit desire to glorify Jesus? Huh? So you should expect revelation always. And expect the ends always. Expect revelation always. Expect divine guidance. Now, listen to me. Receiving from God is not a reward for prayers. I need to say it again. Receiving from God, receiving revelation or guidance from God is not a reward for prayers. It's not a reward for praying for long. It's good to pray, but it's not a reward for praying for long. It's a consequence of glorifying Jesus. He shall glorify me. How? He will take of the Father and show it to you. Praise God. It simply means seeking to glorify him is positioning myself for divine guidance. Praise God. Seeking to glorify him is positioning myself for divine guidance. He shall glorify me. Why? He will take of mine and show it to you. All that belongs to the Father, he will show it to you. Seeking to glorify Jesus is positioning myself for what? Divine guidance. And you know, when I talk divine guidance, I'm reminded of one of my major assignments on earth. Praise the Lord. To teach people on how to be led by the Spirit. Now listen to this. If you seek his glory, you will never lack his guidance. I need to say that again. If you seek his glory, you will never lack his guidance. If you seek his glory, you will never lack his guidance. So remember what I'm teaching on is what? Why we must glorify him. Permit me to mention this as number one. In my notes is actually number 10, but it's coming first now, so no problem. Amen. I'm not listing them in order of priorities, just the way it's in my heart. Are you with me? Come on, are you with me? Why we must glorify him? Number one, glorifying him guarantees us divine guidance. Number one, glorifying him guarantees us divine guidance. If you seek His glory, you will never lack His guidance. If you seek His glory, you will never lack His guidance. You'll find out, for example, and I'll take you through scripture by the grace of God, at least show you two or three places. Are you with me, somebody? You'll find out, for example, reading through the book of Acts in particular, praise God, that each time a believer had a supernatural guidance, he was not seeking guidance. I don't know if you have ever paid attention to that. Amen. But it's important we just study the word. Guidance came to believers as they sought the Lord. Guidance came to believers as they what? Sought the Lord. Not as they sought guidance, as they sought the Lord. Hallelujah. So like I said, divine guidance or divine revelation is not a reward for prolonged prayer. It is a consequence of glorifying Him. Are you with me? If you align your thoughts, your words, and action to glorify Him, direction will show up. If I seek His guidance, I will never lack. Sorry, if I seek His glory, I will never lack His guidance. Can we say it together? If I seek His glory, I will never lack His guidance. Let's say it again. If I seek His glory, I will never lack His guidance. To me, this is very suggestive. Please take me to Acts 13, verse 1. This is very suggestive that if I am ever confused, then I have stopped seeking His glory. Seeking His glory is the antidote to confusion. If I seek His glory, I will never lack His guidance. If I seek His glory, I will never lack His guidance. If I seek His glory, I will never lack His guidance. If I seek His glory, I will never lack His guidance. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. If Pastor Shegun stands up in church today and promises me and says, Pastor, if I can find the way to Abuja this week, I will give you 1 billion naira. Who will show him the way to Abuja? Will I only show him or I will take him there? Do you now understand why Philip went beyond guidance to Philip Transport?
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost supernaturally lifted him to that place. Why? He sought His glory.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on now. See a Bible example. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. Now, you can put your name there. Amen. You can say certain brethren and ushers. Or certain... call now. Certain what? Deacon and deaconess, certain Father's Delight worshippers. Then he mentioned their name. Verse 2 is my concern. Now see what they gathered together to do. Oh, praise God. Come on, verse 2. As they what? Minister to the Lord and fasted. Please, okay, tomorrow fasting resumes.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. How many of us agree that ministering to the Lord glorify Him?
Oh, yeah.
So what we are they seeking here? His glory. His glory. As they minister to the Lord, as they sought His glory, see what happened. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas. Or Barnabas and Saul. Barnabas and Saul, we are not planning on being separated. These prophets and teachers did not gather to ask, is it time for separation? I'm hearing something. If we seek His glory, we will never lack His guidance. Now, what is our responsibility? To seek His glory. What is His responsibility? To provide guidance. So hear this that I had in my spirit. The Holy Ghost said to me, I am not economical in guiding my people, but my people are very economical in glorifying God. God is not economical with leading us. He's extravagant with leading us. He's extravagant with leading us. To tell you the truth, you can never separate divine guidance from glorifying God. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, if I seek His guidance, I will never lack His... Sorry, if I seek His glory, I will never lack His guidance. And how many of us know that if you are truly born again and spirit-filled, the month of January, you desire guidance? Is that not so? How do you want to start the year without direction? Okay, let me slow down. Let me slow down and be sure you're understanding me. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I was telling my wife, in all my life in ministries, only one place I ministered in, that the pastor that was to take question and answer after me, when he came up, he said, these things are difficult to understand. So everywhere I talk, people say, you made it simple. This man said, these things are very difficult. You know, this man of God spoke like someone with PhD in the realm of the spirit. And some of us are still in JS1. So I'm sure we have plenty of questions. So he said, question, and there was no question. He said, no question, no question. When he asked it, ask your question now, then children were answering. We understand very well. So, I want to ask you a simple question. Be very sincere with your answer. Which one of these two do you prefer? Speed or direction?
Direction.
Did you hear what some people are saying? Without direction, speed is useless. In fact, direction gives meaning to speed. You are running. Where are you running to? I don't know. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. Nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. All right, just allow him play. Now listen to me. Please get it very simple. God never gives speed to anyone without first giving them direction. Never. God never gives speed to anyone without first giving them direction. So anytime the word of God comes to you and say, speed has come, what he's telling is, receive direction. And how do you receive direction? By giving him what?
Glory.
The glory. Speed without direction is wasted energy. Wasted energy, wasted effort, wasted time. And I'm sure many of us, including myself, as 2026, as you step into 2026, your heart desired speed. Let me see their hands. You desire speed. So what should you get first? Direction. And how do you get the direction? By seeking his glory. Hallelujah. By seeking his glory. In fact, we have a very good Bible illustration of this. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You just slowed me down. Are you getting blessed? Why? We must glorify him. Look at Genesis chapter 24. Thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 24, verse 12. This is Abraham's servant when Abraham sent him to find a wife for Isaac. Isaac believed his father enough to help him find a wife. I wish some of you would believe me enough to give you a wife. I mean it, I'm not joking. Including a husband. Anyway, let's read it. And he said, see the prayer of the servant. Let's read it slowly. You will get what I'm saying. O Lord God of my master, I pray thee, send me what? Send me what? What was he asking for? Talk to me. What was he asking for? Speed, speed, speed. That was what he was asking for. Don't give your meaning to scripture. What you are reading. What did he ask for?
Speed.
So see how God answered him in verse, amen, Lord Jesus, verse 27. See how God answered him how to get speed. He asked for speed. See how God answered him. And he said, blessed be the God of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. Let's read the next thing together. I being on the way, the Lord led me. He asked for speed, the Lord led him. He asked for speed, God gave him direction. In other words, God is saying, if you desire speed, 2026, go for direction. Before you take off, get direction.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. What will happen? He shall direct you. He will direct you if you put him first.
Amen.
He will direct you if you are seeking his glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise God. Every time we read according to Jesus in John 16, verse 13 and 14, that every time the Spirit leads us, God is glorified.
Yes.
Every time the Spirit leads us, God is glorified. And you agreed, you said to me that the Spirit loves to glorify God always. That means the Holy Spirit is committed to leading you how? Always. Always. Can I surprise somebody here? Only two people answer me. Can I surprise you a little bit? Your hearing from God is not God's responsibility, it's yours. Your hearing from God is your responsibility. It's a choice. If you want to hear, you will hear. Some people don't agree. Let's get three scriptures on that. Amen. Revelation 2 verse 7. This scripture I'm reading is repeated seven times in Revelation 2 and 3. But I'm just reading one of them. Come on. Let's read the first one together. One, two, go. He that has an ear, what? Did he say, let him ask God to speak? Talk to me now. Let him hear. It means it's your responsibility. That also suggests hearing from God is a choice. If you choose to hear, no one can stop you from hearing. Let's see another scripture. Hebrews 3 verse 7. If I seek his glory, I will never lack his guidance. If I seek his glory, I will never lack his guidance. God is not limited in leading us. We are limited in glorifying him. You know, I was talking with Reverend Anointed. I said, the word for this year, glorifying God, is the easiest word I've ever received. As in, the easiest. Some of you have heard my story that I don't know why I'm usually a last minute person, last hour person. I don't know why the word does not come so fast. So I sat down one day. That was even before Christmas Day. Some days before Christmas. I sat down and I think that was the Monday before Christmas. I said, let me draw out a plan of 10 days retreat that I will do, that I'm sure once I'm done, God will speak. Amen. So I began to draw out a plan of 3 days dry fasting. 3 days dry would take a little flee the fourth day, another 3 days flee the next day. Then 4 days, this time I won't stop. I hear or I die. Please listen to me. As I'm slowing down now, God is helping you. Praise the Lord. I know sometimes we desire to hear deep, deep things. No. Stay in the shallow waters. Nobody get drowned in shallow water. Are you with me? So I was thinking about direction. I wrote out the plans, what to do. Amen. Then what I'm sharing with you now came to my heart. Let's read this scripture before I continue the story. It said, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, who said this? Come on, who said this? Then hear what he said. Today. Not in 10 days time. Not after 21 days fasting. Today, if ye will hear his voice. In other words, if you are willing to hear today, you will hear.
Amen.
And this same thought is repeated in chapter 4, verse 7. I want you to see it. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. First, he said, hearing his voice is today. It's not tomorrow. The same way we say faith is now. Say with me, faith is now. Say it again. Now say the other one. Receiving direction is now. You know, even as I'm teaching that if you glorify him, you will not lack direction. Somebody is saying, oh, as soon as this service finished, oh, I'll go and glorify him. Tell somebody it's now. Hi. Can I talk to you? How many of us know that you can glorify God in your thoughts? If your thoughts align with the word of God, you are glorifying God in your thoughts. If your words align with the word of God, you are glorifying God in your words. If your actions align with the word of God, you are glorifying God in your actions. Hallelujah. So, the moment you begin to glorify God in your thoughts, direction show up. That's what we call renewing the mind. Think in line with God's word. Somebody will pick direction in this service. The moment we begin to glorify God, direction shows up. The very moment we begin to glorify God, what happens? Direction shows up. And you know, we say we receive direction by seeking to glorify him. So back to my story. So I drew out 10 days plan, 3 days, 3 days, and 4 days of fasting. Interestingly, including Christmas Day. Say, this Christmas, nothing will touch my mouth till direction touch my heart. Now, it's not bad, though. It's a statement of commitment. So I was drawing the plan Monday evening to start Tuesday morning. Then the Holy Ghost asked me, when do you want direction, the word of the year? I said, by the end of 10 days. He said, okay, keep waiting. I said, no, Lord. I want it now. No, I didn't even say now. My mind could not take now. I said, I want it as soon as possible. In my mind, at least. If not that time, after 3 days fasting. You know what he said that humbled me? He said, do you know why you're expecting direction after 10 days of dry fasting? I said, no, sir. So you would take the glory and say, as I fasted for 10 days and released Turare Maleku to heaven. You know Turare Maleku? If you don't know, don't worry about it. Amen. It's from the original Greek word Turaris. Translated odor, mouth odor. Praise the Lord. Please, listen to this. Listen to this before I continue the story. In this kingdom, we fast, but we never give glory to our fasting. We pray, but we never give glory to our prayers. We labor, but we never give glory to our labor. We give sacrificially for the work of God, but we never give glory to our giving. Who must take all the glory? Help me now. Please help me in English. Who must take all the glory? I teach you. I never give glory to my teaching. The glory must return from where the grace came from. If you did not anoint yourself, then be humble enough to glorify him. I finished that story, amen. I know I was telling you my story. Jesus is Lord. I'll finish that story. But let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 6. New King James now. Let's go a little softer. New King James. 1 Corinthians 3 from verse 6. Paul speaking. Now watch. He said, I planted Apollos water. Talk to me, church. Planting, is it labor?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Watering, is it labor?
Oh, yes.
God gave what?
Amen.
The increase. Labor is from man. Increase is from God. Did you get that? Labor is from man. Increase is from God. So you cannot give glory of any increase of your life to your labor. Let's read on, you will see. He said, I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. Next verse, please. So then, now see, this is beautiful. Let's read it slowly. So then, neither he who plants is anything, that's labor, isn't it? Nor he who waters, labor, but God who gives the increase. So, I labor, you labor, but our labor does not count. What counts is what? The grace of God that sponsors the increase. Are you with me?
Yes,
so the glory does not go to our labor, it goes to the source of grace. Listen to this. I may not be able to explain this now for want of time. Listen to this. A life that is committed to glorifying God will never lack the power of God. A life that is committed to glorifying God will never lack the power of God. I labored, planted, Apollos watered, labored, but God gave the increase. Then he said, the glory is not to our labor, the glory is to the source of grace. See another place Paul spoke about this. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 9. I want to repeat it again as we go there. In this kingdom, we labor, but we never give the glory to our labor. We fast, we never give the glory to our fasting.
Amen.
We pray, we will never give the glory to our prayer. Okay, let's do some confession. Say, this year, by the grace of God, I'll pray like never before. But I will never give the glory to my prayer. This year, by the grace of God, I will fast like never before. But I will never give the glory to my fasting. This year, by the grace of God, I will win souls like never before. But I will never give the glory to my soul winning ability. I'm hearing something. I'm just looking for how to simplify it. Listen, a man that lacks competence but is committed to glorifying God will do better in life than a man with competence that takes the glory. A man that lacks competence or lacks ability, lacks power, will do better, but is committed to glorifying God, will do better in life than a man that has the competence and is taking the glory. When you take the glory, it's manifestation of pride. And the Bible says God resists the proud. So in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 9, praise God. If you are not blessed, it's not my fault too. You are probably not with me. If you are with me, say hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 9 says, Paul said, "For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." I don't want to dwell here. Is there anybody that does not have a past? Huh? Please answer me now. Is there anyone that doesn't have a past? Huh? God never consults your past to determine your future. So who you are today is not because of your clean past. It's because of the cleaning effect of the blood of Jesus. By the grace of God, my wife and I never had problem with giving birth to children because both of us married as virgin. Mumu. Fruitfulness is not a reward for virginity. Bible says children are his heritage. Oh, does that mean you should just leave anyhow? No. That will not glorify God. Thank you. All right, verse 10. Wow. I thought I'd be a lot faster than this. He said, "But by the grace of God," help me read, "I am." Who you are now is by what? So who should you give glory to? Thank you. So I ask you, who you will be by 31st December 2026 is by what? So if you are spiritual, when will you start giving God the glory for 2026? Now! Listen to me. I beg you, hear me. There is nothing God desires for you to do in this life that he will not sponsor it. Now, if he sponsors it, be humble enough to show everyone who your sponsor is. You think I know how to pastor a church? How? By the grace of God, I pastor. You think I know how to teach? Huh? You know, Ba? Eh? Praise God. As a praise God. They said, there's always a story behind the glory. Praise God. You know, about every man of God, you are seeing that God has helped. There's a story about them that you don't know.
Yes, sir.
And one of the person that can tell you best, apart from the man of God, is their spouse. I wish one day my wife would just share with you on the hidden side of Pastor Joshua that you don't know. Hey, you have hidden side? Oh, yes. Let me tell you the truth. Anyhow you interpret this, that's your concern. There are many of you here that study the Bible more than I do. You spend more hours. You have more Bible reference. Your Bible size is bigger than mine. Now listen to me. Ability to teach the word is not a reward for prolonged Bible studies. Am I saying you should not study? No. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. But this act to teach is grace. The one that sponsors the grace takes the glory. Can I talk to pastors at least just for 2 minutes? Can I talk to pastors? Or maybe 60 seconds, I'll get back to you all. Listen to me now. If what God is doing through your own ministry does not surprise you, you are not working with God. Every time I'm privileged to teach, the person that is wowed by my teaching more is myself. Because I'm hearing myself as you are hearing me now too. It's like this microphone I'm holding, just saying, church, come and tell me thank you for the word. Then we'll drop it and continue teaching, isn't it? It's just privilege to be used by me, so when they snap me, it will appear on Facebook too. That's his own glory. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? We are just like microphones in the hands of God. Lift your right hand and say with me, in the name of Jesus, as I glorify God, say it, as I glorify God, I live a God-sponsored life. Say it again, as I glorify God, I live a God-sponsored life. Now, listen now. Oh, Tendi, Ilivata, Siba. You need to see this. You need to see this. You see what I'm telling you? That as I teach, I see like you are seeing. Did you see it? Say yes. Yes, now let me give you the mic. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Verse 11. Let me be fast. Verse 11. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. Then he tells us how oracles speak in the next sentence. He said, if anyone minister, speaking is part of ministering, isn't it? So this is one way oracles speak. How? When they minister, see how they do it. They do it as with what? Ability. Which God supplies. For what purpose? That God in all things may be glorified. Why does God supply abilities? That he might be glorified. Why does God supply abilities? Are you with me? So when God sees a man that is glorifying him, he supplies abilities to him. When God sees a man that is glorifying him, he does what? Supplies abilities to him. So we can write that as number two. Of course, I will just have to stop at number two. Where else do you think I will go to? Let me say it so that you get it. Hiya! I feel like dancing. Listen now. Glorifying God attracts divine abilities. Yeah, that's the second point. Why must we glorify God? Glorifying God attracts divine abilities. Plural, not single. Abilities. Glorifying God divine attracts what? Divine abilities. Give me a synonym for ability, divine ability. Grace, that's one. Grace, so let's take it. Amen. 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 Glorifying God attracts what? Grace. God supplies grace to the man that glorifies him.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Did you hear anything?
Yes, sir.
I will say something that will bless you. You know why I just dance. God supplied grace to the man that glorifies him. What's the opposite of grace? Huh? Disgrace. So if I fail to glorify him, I'll be loaded with disgrace. Glorifying God exempts you from disgrace. Aya! Hey! Jesus. Glorifying God exempts you from what? Disgrace. Yeah, you, if you are not blessed, it's not that I'm not speaking, it's that you are sleeping. Glorifying God exempts you from what? So today, 4th of January, if I glorify God, what will happen? No disgrace today. If Monday I glorify God, what will happen? No disgrace on Monday. If 2026 I devote it to glorifying God, no disgrace in 2026. So when God said 2026 is our year of glorifying him, that means 2026 you will not be disgraced. 2026, you will not be put to shame. 2026, you will not lack ability. Hallelujah! Glorifying God, we said in point number one, attract divine guidance. Permit me, I'm speaking what I'm hearing in my heart. Are you with me? Glorifying God attracts what? 2026 is your year of what? That means 2026, you will never lack direction. You will never lack guidance. You will never lack direction. You will never lack guidance. In the name of Jesus. Please sit down. Sit down. Sit down. I'll get back to this verse. There's a verse I'm hearing in my spirit now. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. Isaiah 30 and verse 21. This is your testimony this year. They know they hear me. I said, this is your... Wait. Let me show you what... this mini vision flashed my eyes 3 times this morning. So, should I say it? Or I should just tell my wife in the bedroom? I see people led by the Spirit, and they are ushered into unusual harvest financially. Yes. Unusual harvest financially. Yes. This year you are prospering not by sweat but by grace. Yes. Not by toiling but by oiling. Yes. Not by strength but by human, by divine ability. Yes. He's the one that teaches you to prosper by the leading of the Spirit. You'll be at the right place at the right time, and you will prosper. Right place, right time, and you'll prosper. Right place, right time, and you'll prosper. Who should I ask now? Nobody should waste my... What's the secret? How did you become a millionaire suddenly?
God help me.
Thank you. How come suddenly you are controlling billions?
By the grace of God.
It's by the grace of God. So this year, as you get committed to glorifying him, welcome to unlimited resources. Welcome to unlimited resources. Grace made millionaires. Grace made rich men. Give the Lord a shout if you are there. Sit down, please. As we glorify him, he leads us. Sit down, please. Let's read this. Ota mama mahatai. Ele le 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 le. Ele le 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 le. Gudadasta. How did we finish great days with ease? By the grace of God. And because it's by his grace, we can start giving him glory right now. Hey, 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 hey. Now, I'm in Isaiah 30, verse 21. I will read it, but there's a scripture. You will help me find it. I'm sure you'll do justice to that. I'm thinking it's Psalm 84, verse 11. If it's not there, you search. It says, the Lord God is a sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Have you found Psalm 84, verse 11? See how the grace has helped me. I quoted correctly. We don't quote scripture by memorization. It's by grace. See what I want you to see here. Guy, you are welcome to the best year ever. Oh. Hey! As I glorify him, he guides me. As I glorify him, he empowers me. As I glorify him, I lack nothing good. Let's read it. Let's read it. I'll say one thing here. Go to that place and just stop. He said, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give what?
Grace and glory.
The Lord gives what?
Grace and glory.
Come on, the Lord gives what?
Grace and glory.
People of God, hear this. There is a very close relationship between grace and glory. Very close relationship between what? Grace. And glory. Pastor Shakes, hear this. God gives grace to them that give him glory.
Amen.
God gives grace to them that give him glory. Confess the word. Don't give glory to your confession. Study the word. Don't give glory to your studies. Live a holy life. Don't give glory to your holy living. Say with me, please. If this all you have heard, I believe, is worth going home with. Say, God gives grace to them that give him glory. What is the God's side? He gives grace. What is the man's side? So if you want grace from God, you give him what? How many of us want 2026 to be decked with grace? What should we do? Give him glory! No. Don't say, God, if you give me grace, I'll give you glory. No! He's not limited in his side. Some of you glory in the sound of your voice. Some of us that don't have any voice, we give the glory to the grace of God. Hallelujah! And we sing the song you've never heard. Listen to me. Anything done by grace is far greater than what is done by labor. And the sponsor of grace is what? Glorifying God. One of my proteges, a pastor, he asked me, sister, I notice every time I ask you, how was that meeting? Your answer is always the same. God help us. Sister, you don't say anything except God help us. Why? I say, because God helps me. The easiest way to disconnect from divine help is to stop glorifying God. As we have sung today, oh, beautiful. Amen. I got a message title. If God permits me, I will use it in great days. Amen. That's why you should have anointed singers. Shout the glory. Give God the glory. Come on. Listen. Listen. I'm warning you. It's a warning. Listen. This year, don't ever share any testimony that glorify yourself. When you share testimonies taking the glory, you disconnect yourself from the next testimony. You say, what do you mean? Hey, praise the Lord. Brethren, praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Oh, brethren. God. You see this car key I'm holding? Many of you don't understand the story of it. 7 months of fasting and praying 12 hours daily. Say daily. Then the car came. Who has the glory? Your fasting and prayer, isn't it? Now, fast and pray. But don't ever give the glory to your fasting and prayer. When the car show up, they said, how did it happen? It's the grace of God. Why? It's the grace that sponsors our fasting. Listen to this. Listen to this. There are limitless possibilities to the man that is committed to glorifying God. Limited possibilities to the man that is committed to glorifying God. He gives grace and glory. He gives grace and glory. So as we glorify him, he loads us with grace and his own glory also. Now, come on. Are you ready? Are you ready? What does God give? Grace and glory. Like I said to us, he gives us grace as we give him glory. Now, actually, it's like this. We give him glory. He gives us grace. Then he clothes us with the glory.
Hallelujah.
So, the year of glorifying him is the year of unusual grace.
Yeah.
The year of glorifying him, 2026, is what? The year of unusual grace. So this year, receive unusual favor. I said, receive unusual favor. Ah, let the favor of God crown your head. Unusual favor. Please, quickly. I want to go back and close. I'm somewhere I have to close. Let's read this slowly. One, two, go. For the Lord God is a son and shield. Wait. Son. What does son give? Light. At least one of them. So we can say the Lord God is light. Give me a synonym for light. Direction. Give me another synonym for light. Huh? Revelation. Is that not so? Now, see, one thing that precedes grace and glory is what? Light, which is revelation. One thing that precedes grace and glory is what? Light, which is what? Revelation. Pastor, what does that mean? Simple terms. Anytime light comes to you, give him the glory for that light and he will give you the grace. Anytime light comes to you, what do you do? Give him the glory for that light and he will give you the grace for your race. How many of us have received light this morning? So what should you do? Give him the glory for that light and he will give you the grace for the race called 2026. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Take me back to Isaiah 31. I will just stop there. I believe you've heard something. Please don't confuse the job description. His part is to give you the grace. Your part is to give him the glory. He gives us grace as we give him glory. He gives us ability as we give him glory. He gives us power as we give him glory. So this year, get ready to see the power of God like never before in your life. What will you be giving him always? Glory! If you begin your day with giving him glory, you will end up with his grace. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Isaiah 30 verse 21, like I said to us, this shall be your regular experiences. Amen. This year. Amen. Every day of this year, as you step out in the name of Jesus, this will be your testimony.
Amen.
What is the testimony? Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand and whenever you turn to the left. In other words, this year you will never lack direction.
Amen.
I said, this year, you will never lack direction.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I said, this year, you will never lack direction.
Amen.
Don't use your mouth to say, God is not speaking to me. I'll tell you the second one. Please, these are instructions. Don't play with them. Never again use your mouth to say, I am confused. Say, I'm never confused. Please, go back to that scripture, John 16, 13. I know I said I'm closing here. I've not closed. You are breaking your word. That's why I'm not God. It's better to break my word than break your destiny. Let's read John 16, 13. You go here, Amo. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Sister, wave at me. It's you I'm talking to wave. Is that glass medicated? This your glass is medicated? Praise the Lord. Amen. Just come and stand here. Don't worry, I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you. You will have double enablement. First, your spiritual eye will be enabled to see. Secondly, the physical eye will see well. Amen. Let me finish what I'm saying. Amen. As we give him glory, you will join me. We'll give him glory before I minister.
Yeah.
Then he will give the grace.
Yeah.
And she will go with the answer.
Glory.
Now, Jesus said, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Has he come?
Yes.
Come on, has he come? So we no longer read this like a promise again. Say with me, this is no more a promise. So what? How do we read? Now that the Spirit of truth has come, he guides us. What does that tell you? The dispensation of the Holy Spirit is dispensation of divine guidance. Then in verse 14, he said, he will glorify me. That means, as we abound in glorifying him, we also abound in divine guidance. Give him all the glory. I pray. I don't give glory to my prayer. You know, like I was telling you, I mean, if you have the time, ask my wife, let her tell you. Many times while you are praying, me, I'm sleeping. So, how do you flow? It's called grace. But even in my sleep, I sleep with the consciousness of Him being glorified. Oh, Pastor, I like that word. That means I don't need to pray again. If you don't pray, you will be a prey. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. If you don't pray, you will faint. Now, so listen. Listen. There's a word the Lord said to me this morning. I will just say to you, and then we'll give Him glory and I'll minister to her. Are you with me? Are you with me? He said, if my people will learn to live a life that glorify me, they will never lack any good thing in life. And it's in that scripture we read earlier, Psalm 84:11. If my people will learn to live a life that glorifies me, they will never lack any good thing in life. Lord God is the sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. Grace and glory. Grace to them that glorify Him. Then He said, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. This year, don't focus on the results. Focus on glorifying Him. Don't focus on your testimonies. Focus on glorifying Him. Don't focus on receiving miracles. Focus on glorifying Him. Everything you desire will follow glorifying Him. Lift your voice and give Him glory for a while. Tofani didi kusa hata pana. Membekele bredoshi bababali bekusis boy. Kripa hata. Mombekele frata sumbe. Pempempele perepetushi falafala lisa. If you receive any light, give Him the glory. Give Him the glory for the light. Amen. Na batini monkasi bai. Morebe digele mrondosi papa labara tuto kosi babadash tega. Elemonde, Lamonde, Pratego, Zibobanda, Cranebo, Satala, Pratato, Sibabolabo, Shibabandia, Yrodo Sibongi, Ahata. Give Him glory, Bozizi Kinemorabatitis, Frate Moncla Casupai, Membrando, Levediginemoshala, Frateco, Silevaca, Siga, Lobadi Gesuana. Nebarabadon shiba parabanon de kisupaha. Le prande monda de ligue de bossi seket on satatia. Fande de dosaga. Mole mengene monda brande bore mengene brendo di gasaata. Give Him glory. Kansim bondigia. Give Him glory. Kati mongagasiga. Give Him glory. Mambande kre shura. Give God glory. Hallelujah. Or remende de gura de gesu bamba le paranda di goda diasa.